Now, by yet, so the Ramo in Nebnezar in Chazgirash, he paskins that when the Baal gives the get to the Ishok, so he shouldn't give her like this, you know, but just give the get, but just give the get, let's say, it's a long get, and it's rolled, so to the get like this, that's not good. But she should place her both hands like this, and then the Baal rolls up the get, and he puts it in, into her hand, so that the whole get is at least in the hollow of the hand, but not like this. It's not like this. So the Asamachrim who passed me that in order to have the king in the yad, so it is necessary that the whole chifetz should be in the hand. Now if, let's say, it's a long get, this is the get, a sheet of paper, and he puts it like this in her hand, so part of the get is not in her hand. If she assumes that position of both hands, and the Baal puts it in, you know, into her hands, so then the whole get is in the hole of their hands. But if she puts it in one hand like this, so this part of the get is not in the hole of her hands, this is not in the whole hand, so it's not good. So there are some Achrayim who say that this is not only a chumrah. It's mikravi. In other words, if you put a get like this into her hand, inasmuch as part of the get is not in her hand, it's folding out, so it's not good. Now, the deceivers, the Rasgitin says that the Ebed, it'll be good, even if you put the get like this. Because it's considered that the whole get is in her hand. And my grandfather, Rebele Prujina, Ali Hasilio, mentions a raya from the Ramban and Chumash to what the Teres Gittin says, that it will be good. But of course, the Chatrina, we have to do it the way the Ramo passes. But let's say the Mokim Igun, so she will be Mitares. Even if you put the get like this into her hand, and the get will not be completely in the hole of the get. So he mentions a raya from the Ramban Chumash, the Gabri Gaini Nefesh Mutorin. So it's Chayiv Nisi. So in other words, the Allah is that he's only Chayiv Nisi if he steals cheap Nefesh person, and then he sells him, but before he sells him, the Ganev has to bring him, has to be Kenei, I mean, not Kenei, a human being, but in other words, he has to bring him into his chotzer, and then he sells him. But suppose he kidnaps someone, and then he sells it to another, to a lekeach, without him bringing the kidnapped person into his shoes, he's not trying. So the Ramban says on Chumash, doesn't mean that in order to be Chayiv Nisei, he has to bring him into his chotzer and then sell it to him. Suppose he doesn't bring him to chotzer, but he just picks up the kidnapped person and he puts him on his shoulders like this, and then he sells it to the Ikea. He's also Chayiv Nisei. But when he puts the kidnapped person on his shoulders, so part of the group of the kidnapped person bulges out from the shoulders, and still it's considered like Chmisel Yoshusei. So Mele, Rebele Prushina says in the Chzlio, so it's a raya that when he gives the get like this, he puts it in the head of the Isha, it's not a proper thing, it's not can be gune. So she's Mutar Slimas. There's the raya from this Ramban, it's a remarkable raya. It's a raya to the Teres Gittin. Because there are some achrim who are chelik, and they say that it would be ma'akif even the eved. There was a case, I mean, of the get that was given in the Rabbele Prussian on his mother. Tana Rabban, Shnaim Adukim Mishtal, Malvei Meshaliyu Vinof Hamenum Tzosi. Let's say the Malvei and the Levi hold on to Ishtal. The Ishtal states, the Truvein lend $1,000 to Shimon. And Ruvein and Shimon hold on to Ishtal. So Malvei Meshaliyu Vinof Hamenum Tzosi. The Malva says, this is my star, and I still didn't collect it, but I had kept it in my pocket, and then I lost it, and then I lost it, and I found it. Why does the lady also hold on? The lady saw that I picked it up, he came over and he grabbed onto it, and Levi Omar, either, so that to yourself. Either Levoma Shaliyu. I mean, this girl said, he's not mentioning the Shem altogether, the girl said that we have in our text. Here we have the Levoma Shalochu Uperati. So that doesn't make sense. Why should the Levi say Shalochu Uperati?
It's yours.
So, what is that?
It's yours and I paid it.
What do you say?
It's yours and I paid it.
And I paid it. So,
then it wouldn't so be.
Then it wouldn't be the Malves. It would be the Leves. So there are two girls. Either one girl says the Leve Meir Shaliyu Parati. That makes sense. The other girl says the way Rashi and the Rif has it, the Leva Mashaloch Hoyo. It was yours. But now it's mine. Why is it mine? Because I paid you, so you surrender the shtar. That's the usual practice. When a Leve pays up the debt, so he says to the Malve, listen, give me back the promissory note. So the Malve surrenders the promissory note to Levi. So the right girl says either Levi Omar Shaliyu Uperati Loch or Levi Omar Shaloch Hoyo, not Shalochu. That doesn't make sense, Shaloch. Or Levi Omar Shaloch Hoyo Uperati Loch. So he's Kai Nashtar Becheismo. Now let's see the Rashi. Shnaim adukim bishtar amalve ve'alei Sheloch hu uparativ lo Ve'arzal toli u'meni nopal U'meni nopal Yizkai mashtar b'chismov Kesol kedai toch Dioche komar Imashtar kosher Sheikai mu chismov Lema ksaf yodeinu Hareu b'cheskosei. But it's difficult, but this is what was the Sol kedai toch Yizkai mashtar b'chismov. And if he can be mikayim the shtar, so then the malve can collect the shtar, but it's difficult. Divrei Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel Yachleiku, Noval yadayim l'yitziu ilomriz, Noval ashtar liyadayim ash minochek omar, Imotzo dayim l'yitziu isi ilomriz, Miyadayim ulkam porich maish nedayim ish edialmem. Reb Yehidi ve'erim, no, durch zwei. Ich kann nicht sagen, dass ich nicht mehr habe, 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 dass so then the Malve can collect the whole debt. After all, the Levi says, Shaliyu, Perati. So why should he be able, just because he is able to be kind of star, all right? So it's not a forgery, it wasn't forged. But the Levi says he paid it. So why should he be able to collect again? So, the Govli Milokuvi, the Leslie Masnissin Shnaim Ozi, Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman, Bimikuyim Divrei Hakel Yachleiku, Kiflige Bishenim Mikuyim. In other words, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel are both made that if the shtar is ishtar Mikuyim, and the Malve says, Shaliyu, Vinof Almenu Tzosi, Vileva Omar, Shaliyu, because I paid it already, Uperati, and you gave it back to me, and I lost it, So then, and the shtar is im shtar mikuyem, so then everybody is made that it's yachleiku, it's not that he can collect all debt, but they are chilek in the debt. In other words, yachleiku means as much as the debt is worth, let's say it's $1,000 debt. So if he were to sell it, how much would the person pay? $600. I mean, see, $600. So then he would be able to collect $300. Some $600, so in other words, so half of it, he would be able to collect. So, kuyem yirehakyo yachleiku, keep lige bishenim ikuyem, Rebbe Sova made a bishtar she kosvei, tzorich li kaimei. So Rebbe holds that if somebody is meitzi ishtar, al chaveirei, and the shtar is not mikuyem, but the leve is made that it's not a forgery, so then it is tzorich li kaimei. So the malve, in order to be able to collect with that shtar, so he has to be mikaimed, and if he's not able to be mikaimed, and it's only on the basis of the admission by the leve that it's not a forgery, so then the leve is nemon with the nige to say poratib, because he could have said it's forged, so then the malve wouldn't be able to collect. Now that he is an honest person and he says it wasn't forged, but I already paid it up, so he's never with the mige. So only if the malve is able to bring a nekil, then he can collect with the shtar. But if the malve is unable to produce a nekil, and the leve says it was not forged, it's a genuine shtar, but I paid it, so it's in memory of the mige. So in the case where the malve would have the exclusive possession over the shtar, but he doesn't produce any kiyum, and the leve would say parati, then the leve would be able to. Then the leve would be able to be nemon to say porati with the mige that he could have said mizuyev. So melevim kuyem divrei hakel yachleiku keep lige b'sheim kuyem. Rebbe sovar made mishtar shekosvei tzorich li kaimei v'mikayim lei poli. So when Rebbe says he's kaim hashtar b'cheismov, he doesn't mean if he finds any kiyum, so then he can collect the whole debt. If he finds any kiyum, so he can get half of the debt. But, and if he doesn't find any kiyum, he doesn't get anything, nothing at all. So v'im kaimlei polik, so he gets a half of the debt. V'im kaimlei loy polik, he doesn't get a thing, a penny. My time echas v'galmeu. My commercial life, because it's not mikuyem. Who is mikaimet? The leve, by his admission. But he says, my commercial life, shtore leve, hokom at pogrua. So the leve is nemon with the mige, that is pogrua, because mige de oyo boyoma, mizuyefu. Gerabshim gamlil, sova mege vishtar shekosne, ein tzor mikaimet. So even if it doesn't produce any kiyum, so suppose in the case where the malve has the exclusive possession of the promissory note, and the leve and the leve is made it wasn't mizuyev, but he says that it was perua. So Reb Shim Gamliel holds in tzorich likaimei, he can still collect, because inasmuch as he is made that he's not mizuyev, so he's considered like ishtar mikuyev. And if it's considered like ishtar mikuyem, so mele so the raya of shtor biodemadboye is like a raya of shtores. So mele the mige is like a mige negedim, and mige mokmedim is loyam grinon. So maybe ishtar shekosve in tzorch likaimei. So suppose the malve would have the exclusive possession of the shtar, and then the leve would say it's not mizuyev. So then the Leiva would not be nemon to say pogua with the miga of saying mizuyev. So maybe the Malve would be able to collect the whole debt. Now that they both have possession, so it's Yachleiku. So Rav Shimon Gamliel told me, Mishnas Kosta in Tzor Lekaimei, V'yavel Lekaimlei, so it's Yachleiku. Because suppose the Malva would have exclusive possession, he would be able to collect the whole debt, gold debt, because it becomes Mikuyim by virtue of the Doye, by the Leive. So the Leive is saying Pohua, but he's not Nemon with the Migen, because it's like you Migen and what made him. Because once the Shtar is Niskayim, so then the Rai of Shtar of Yodim, my boy, is Mibarer, tells us that it wasn't paid, because if it had been paid, how come that the Malve has the possession of the Shtar? If it's paid, it should have been surrendered and it should have been destroyed, so he wouldn't be able to have possession. The fact that the Malve has the exclusive possession shows that it wasn't paid. So even though there is a Chocha of Nige, but the Chocha of Nige is in conflict with the Chocha of Shtar B'Yodah, my boy. So the Chocha of Shtar B'Yodah, my boy, prevails over and above against the Chocha of Nige. But in this case, the Malve doesn't have the exclusive possession, it's in the joint possession of both. They both hold on to the Shtar, but in view of the fact that in the case, in the event of the Malva having exclusive possession, he would be able to collect the whole debt. So in the case where they have joint possession, so he collects half. Maybe Shtar Shekosvein, so Likaimei, V'Avogadu Mikaimei Yachleiku. Now let's see the Rashi. Novel Ashtal Yadayim, Ashmiroha Komarim, Motsidayim, Yitzisolomis, Yadayim, Ulikamon Porir, Ulikamon Porir, Maish the Dayim, Inche Dalme, Vigovoli Milve Kule, Vitnio. Or you can read it, Vigovoli Malve Kule. Vigovoli Malve Kule is probably better. Vitnio. Vimikuim, Shikosabi Hempeg, Shiosek Fobin Bez, Vidayim, Alcimasionum, Vigisna, the Yonim Boistor, the man of Kamone, Vasidu Plain, Plain Alcimas, Shadayim, Vashkanu vikaminu kidichozem Kulalma loy pliga di yachleiku Tichri amrin li yizkai vashta vachayismo Loy li migve kulei koma El li migve palgei Pluktaye kishene mikuyem Rebbe sovar afo pishalei Vemeilei shikosav shtarze Vilovele moe isoy chamal Veli kaimi vachayismo Vafila shta biyodei Nemra li vilema aperaiti Vichol zman shi mikuyem man komash li shtor leive shemele ish kosve homa di pogua so mele iz nemo nu de nige that it is pogua avo mishashta muze kalpeido ina leive nemo on leive bright because he has no nige in kase shishne muzok mei mi kaim le mal le beides umash vali shta manye ina leive nemo ba merose el al di chazok ze shodu bei bari vishomi tzio upoli ולוי פוליק שפוקו לביד המלווה, נמונה לי ולימה פורייתי. זה צרבה. But if you have a little hold, ain't so the kind, he's not nemon to say פורייתי. So even if he's not Niskayim, but he's Niskayim for his Idoye. So if the Malve had the exclusive possession, he would be able to collect the whole debt. Now that they both have possession, so he's able to collect half of the debt. Not only that, yes?
I don't understand why we should believe the love at all.
Because Mige.
Because the love
is Mige, he has a Mige. He could have said Mizuya if it was forged.
That's true.
So then
no, but in the case where we have, where it's Mikhaim.
What?
In the case where we have witnesses on the signatures.
So then he's not, of course he's not Memo. In the case. But in the case where it's Mikuyem, where the Aedi Kiyum, so then of course he the Malve can collect. Because Shtar B'Yodah, my boy, if it's Mikuyem al the Aedi Kiyum, so then the fact that the Malve is able to produce the Shtar indicates, it shows, proves that it wasn't paid. Because had it been paid, how would he have possession of the Shtar? When a debt is paid, that's the universal practice against prudent people.
Yeah, to give over the shtar.
To surrender
but isn't
the shtar.
It also isn't it also a universal practice to mark that it's paid on the shtar?
Okay, so, but it's not marked, it's paid. It's not marked, it's paid, it's not torn. And it's not marked, it's paid. And the lever doesn't have a receipt either. So mainly the fact that the Malbe is able to produce the shtar proves that it wasn't paid. Novely Adayin, Luizio Ilonis, Solimoria de Kaje, Maisnoy Adayin, Nishacher, because the Makshin is young, that it means only if the Dayin is the finder. What difference does it make? Oma Gobi Hoche, Oma Viacha Shemot Shtar, Shinof Al Yadayin, Vichadome di Kosa Vihempek, Luizio Ilonis. It doesn't mean if the Dayin found it. A third party found it. So then, but a third party found the shtar after it was already in the hands of the dying. What it mean after the hands of the dying, he found the shtar that was authenticated, that was authentication. Kiyum means notarized. That's like notarization, You notarize a deed. What it mean notarize a deed? So the notary public, verifies that this is the signature of the party purporting to sign. That's kill. So in other words, that means if it's a notarized star, it was already authenticated, and we know that it was shown to Bezen, and Bezen had it authenticated. So then, Vahash was a star of a dying, the Hedomini Kosa Behempek is Luizio Ilonis. In other words, so you cannot collect the Malve, cannot collect the Loyli Boy, Loy Kosa Behempek, the Kalimima Kosa Fulu, the Zulu Lovo. So then, of course, we don't return. So the finder doesn't give it back to the Malve. Because of the possibility of Kosafluvi Lobo, Alafil Kosafi Hempek, so then we know there was Alvoye, Idibikuyem, so then we could argue what Shoshi is there. So it's Loyalze of the Haishin on the Piroi. In other words, we are afraid maybe it was paid. But then you'll ask if it was paid, how come it wasn't torn up? Sometimes you don't tear it up. So you don't tear it up. And Mele, you don't tear it up, he postpones it, he'll tear it up, Maybe he intended to put it in his drawer, he wants to keep it. So sometimes the most prudent thing is to tear it up. Sometimes a person decides not to tear it up. And he doesn't anticipate that he might lose it and somebody will find it. So Mele, so even though it's authenticated, so we can't return it to the Malbe, and we cannot say, of course it wasn't paid yet, so let's return it to the Malbe. Because had it been paid, it would have been torn up. Because Chayshinu Lipiroi. If it's in Kuyim already, so then the finder can be told to return it to the Malve. Why? Because Loi Chashno Piroyim, because we can take it for granted that it wasn't paid. Because had it been paid, it would have been torn up. Because people, on the whole, there is a presumption that people act in a prudent way. Not they act in a prudent way. So mele, if it had been paid, so then the lady would have made sure to tear it up. He would have told the mother, listen, before I pay you the $1,000, give me back the shtar. Then he would give back the shtar and the malve, then he would tear it up immediately. So then you couldn't find it. The fact that it was found indicates that it wasn't paid up. The Rabbi Yisimah, the Rashi, mein new af mit kleider sie beim pek die sin ja der leben in mal bat sie will jo vor ihm schrob ja mit no fall mit groi schem stein a liebe sche pai der bei sie wir so die mal es de kasche der bei sie le haye ich le pioje der bei sie mal has kosle kasche no toi die man dem hat er die star vor alle alter so ihr bin ich hier Actually, he doesn't postpone it even for 1 minute. He tears it up immediately. Or he mounts pain, you see. But he has to do something, not to do it like this. So, the more the kasha, the higher is Rabbi Yehisi, the Piroi, the Tanya, the most of the Aksuda Vishu, the man Shas, the Mede Yazli, the Isha. If the Baal is made it, the Sugar was not paid it yet. So then the finder has to return it to the Isha. Ain't a Baal made it? If the Baal says, no, I paid already the Sugar. But the Isha says, no, I didn't get paid yet. So Loyalze, Loyalze, Loyalze. So it's not, so it has to remain in the Vishus of Bedra. Actually, loving you. If she's still married and she wasn't divorced as yet and the husband didn't die as yet, so then he can return to the Isha, because there is a presumption that the Baal doesn't pay Iksuve until it is payable. When is Iksuve payable? Either upon death of the husband, then it's payable from the Nechosim of the Yoshim, or upon divorce. But before divorce, prior to divorce, and prior to death of the husband, so Iksuve is not payable. So mainly if somebody found the Iksuve in the lifetime of the husband, and they are together, so then there is a presumption that it wasn't paid yet. So he said, Abiyei Seimer, Eretachas Bailo Yazul Isha, Samuel is Garsho, Loy Yazi, Loyloze, Loyloze, why is Loyazi, Loyloze, Loyloze? Because we are afraid we cannot return it to the Isha either. Why shouldn't we be able to return it to the Isha? Let us say we can take it for granted that it wasn't paid, because had it been paid, so the husband or the Yoshim would have torn it up, the fact that it was not torn up and it got lost indicates that neither the husband nor the Yoshim paid it up. So we see that Rabbeisi holds Chayshin on the Piroin and it wasn't torn up. So it's a kashe. Rabbeisi in the Mishnah appears to say that Loy Chayshin on the Piroin. Based on the price, it appears to say Chashinu Liperoyen. So the Lord gives the Teretz, the first Teretz, Eifach. In other words, we have to reverse the roles in the Mishneh. Nofal Yadayen Lo Yitzil Yomis. I mean, both are prices. For the first price. So Nofal Yadayen Eifach in the first price. No father, we have to reverse the roles. No father, you are dying with Zero Ilamis, Divin Rabbi Yisi, because Rabbi Yisi is Cheshish Lepiroin, the Chachomim Eimel Ma'areyu Becheskosei. So on the contrary, in the first price, the Chachomim are those who say that Loi Chashinu Lepiroin, and Rabbi Yisi holds Chashinu Lepiroin. So Rabbi Yisi has the same shita as in the other price, by Ksuve, Yoche Kashi, if you reverse the roles in the first price, so that means the Chachamim in the first price say, Hareyu b'chesko say, that lo yichayshinon leipiroyin. So how come that in the price gabi ksube, the Chachamim, the Tanekame says, in a Baal made a Loyalze, 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 that means even that Loyalze, 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 so that means that they are Cheshish Lepiroyim, so there is a stira between the Chachomim in the first Braise and the Chachomim in the second Braise, כתבי כסובן, סליג מורס דקאשה, יורי קאשה דרבונו לרבונון, סליג מורס אזנאו, שטר כסובן כול הרבי איסי, דריזנאו סטירה, because it's true that the Chachomim hold in the first place in regard to every star, Harei u'b'chesko say that loy chashino l'piroi, loy chashino l'piroi. And in the second place, so there is no other shite, just the shite of Rabbi Yisi. Kul Rabbi Yisi l'chassu l'merch, so it's all right. אין אבל מידל יעזו לא יהיו לזה ולזה, למול שני סלמול שנתגר שו, אבל לא יתחז בי לא יעזו לאישו, שרבי יסים לא יתחז בי לא יעזו לאישו, because it's not payable, so it's not payable, so it's not payable, סלמול נתגר שו, it was payable already, so we are חי שיש לפרוי, so it לא יעזו לזה ולזה, so that means that in the Mishneh, so in the first Braise, so Rabbi Yisi is not Cheshes Leperoin. So then there's the Kashe from the second Braise, where in regard to Ksuve, Rabbi Yisi says that the Salmoi is Garsho, that we are Cheshes Leperoin. So a little late paper, but the answer is when Rabbi Yisi in the second prize says that Rabbi Yisi in the second prize said either Taras Bailo Yazo Isho is Salmon is Garsho Yazo Zeze. So Rabbi Yisi is saying Rabbi Yisi Libre Trabon Kamalu, the Diafun is Salmon is Garsho Namele Hashin Toy. It's who either he has been Taras Bailo Yazo Isho. Rabasperoini, Lamoy Rabono, no, that you made it a has bailo, that it's not payable, we still have to be Cheshish, we have to be Cheshish, the Tzchora have to say, maybe even though it's not payable, but sometimes the Baal leaves a bundle of money as security for the Tzure. So to the Torah to say, Rabino Omar, Leilo Meifer Kamaise. But then you ask in Kashe, there is a stira between the Rabbonon in the first Braise and the Rabbonon in the second Braise. The answer is no, there is no stira. Because the Rabbonon Shitei is that in regard to Ishtachei, so then we're not Cheshes Leperoi. But by Ksuve, the second price we deal with Ksuve, so it's not a Dreachish Leperoi. Sometimes a person executes two Ksuves, you know. So that's why it's Loyalzir, because maybe she has another Ksuve. Rabbi Yisi, so, Tam Rabban Hochem Shachashim Shtei Ksuves, Rabbi Yisi Shtei Ksuves, Loyachayesh. Now the Rashi, שהבעל מידע שעוד נוסעו לו כסובו סו, אין הבעל מידע שעוד הפורטים יודינו פעלו, אין לו תחז בילו, שלא ירשו, יער זה לאישו, ליאובי נימיש לתנקסו בכלים גרשים, צרור האטס, מוי ישרו ואיסו אקסופי, מוסע לו ליחוד כסובו סו, כשנוסו, או לאחר מכאן שתתרחו, או ירשם ואיתיסאום, לילה מיפה כמה איסה, וליקה שלו דרבונון אדרבונון, לא יתיק שלי תמי לרבונם ביקסו בלב משום חשינו את פירוי אימן לי פה רבה לא ישתור אל האולטה קורא אלא משום חשינו לשתי כסובס שמו חוזר ויקוס אפלו כסובה אחרת שמיו להחשנוף לו זה יסמיודו ואין הבעל מידע דיקטון אליו ואין הפוראיתי אלא ואין האולטה עזרו לו שיגביר האחרס ותאיצי על ירשי שתראה חשתה סונדורס So that's why in the first price the רבונם say Harib Haskosi can collect because we are not Cheshes Leperoi because when a debt is paid, so it's immediately torn up. And why should it be Cheshes for two Shtar Chayv? Shtar Chayv, no one's Cheshes. Ksuve, so we are Cheshes. But Ksuve, sometimes it happens that he executes one Ksuve and then he executes another Ksuve. As a matter of fact, many times, you know, I recount the Ksuve whenever I, you know, I'm involved in a wedding, so something occurs in the making out of the ksuba because they find out that the name is not correct, I mean, so then we have to make out another ksuba. So many times he suggested to me, all right, I'll make out another ksuba. And even though she has already one ksuba. So I say, no, it cannot give her two ksubas. But by ksuba it's possible, you know, that a woman should have two ksubas. But ishtachel, there is no such possibility. It's a very remote possibility. So the mele, that's why the chachomim who by ishtachel, they say harei b'chaskose, because they're not cheshish l'piroyin. And for tushtor chayiv, they're certainly not cheshish. But by ksuba, they are cheshish for two ksubas, for some reason. All right, so we'll leave it here. Now, so tomorrow you should be ready up to the Gemara Hoyo Shnayim Reichim, the last line in that Chesam and Aleph.